USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's been a rash of mass shootings in America overnight. Police in Austin, Texas say at least 5 people were wounded in an early morning shooting there. It erupted in downtown Austin. There are no reports of arrests. One person is dead and nearly a dozen others wounded after a shooting rampage in Minneapolis overnight. Police there believe there may have been more than one gunman. And again, no arrests have been made. And in Syracuse, New York, police are looking for suspects who wounded 9 people at a mass shooting at an outdoor party. The turnout not as big as anticipated, but President Trump did address a lively rally crowd in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night, saying he thinks that people should have to do a year in jail if convicted of burning the American flag.
And I'm a big believer in freedom of speech, but that's desecration. That's a terrible thing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Tulsa residents say they felt an earthquake soon after President Trump's rally ended last night, and the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed it, reporting that a 4.2 magnitude earthquake was centered northwest of Perry, Oklahoma, just about a half hour away from Tulsa. There were no immediate reports of damage or injury from that earthquake. Still more from last night's Trump rally in Tulsa. Tom Petty's family issuing a statement before it was even over, objecting to the president's use of the song "I Won't Back Down" at the rally. A statement on the official Tom Petty Twitter account said, "Trump is in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind." The family says it sent the campaign a cease and desist order, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a look at the history behind what many Americans are celebrating today, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Millions of American fathers will be honored and celebrated on Sunday, but Friday marks 110 years since it was first observed in the United States. The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers. She first conceived of the idea during a Mother's Day sermon earlier that year. She's known as the Mother of Father's Day. Her and her 5 siblings were raised by a single father after their mother died in childbirth. Dodd asked the city of Spokane to recognize the event on her father's birthday, June 5th. City officials, however, moved it back to June 19th to allow pastors time to prepare the sermons. Father's Day celebrations then spread to other parts of the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon also suggesting the holiday in 1911. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation to recognize Father's Day, and then, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent national holiday when he signed the proclamation into law.
That's our Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.